Welcome to the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. Today is Tuesday, March 30th, and happy birthday to Celine Dion, who turns 53 today. I'm Dan Ratcliffe, and here are your top stories brought to you by Engineered Solutions of Georgia. Hundreds of vaccine doses have been administered to Marietta City school staff and their families. The Cumberland Community Improvement District has approved the development of access ramps for the I-75 and I-285 interchange. The push to create a city in East Cobb has returned. Marietta is installing new landscaping on city streets. Marietta High School students and their parents will soon have an opportunity to receive the COVID-19 vaccine. And a man was shot and killed in his car at a racetrack on Austell Road while an 8-year-old was in the back seat.
Engineered Solutions of Georgia.
Hey Atlanta, this is Jay and Lewis, owners of Engineered Solutions of Georgia. Lewis, what should a homeowner do if they have a crack in their block wall, corner of their door, window, or concrete foundation?
Well, Jay, if it's a diagonal crack, this lets us know that they should be concerned and there could be a serious problem. Then they should call our office at 678-ESOG-NOW and set up an appointment to have one of our qualified professional technicians come out to their property to take a look at the problem.
I'm consumer investigator Dale Cardwell. I've done the research already, so you don't have to. You can trust Engineered Solutions of Georgia.
Give Engineered Solutions of Georgia a call at 678-ESOG-NOW.
Engineered Solutions of Georgia. We guarantee a stable, dry foundation.
Less than 3 months ago, a group of 23 Marietta City Schools employees, all of them 65 or older, were given doses of the Moderna COVID-19 vaccine. Now, with distribution significantly ramped up, the system administered hundreds of doses on Sunday to not only staff, but their families as well. Marietta City Schools has already held drive-through vaccination drives and administered more than 900 doses to staff, and it will start offering it to eligible students and their parents after spring break. About 500 doses were given Sunday morning at Marietta High School. Poole's Pharmacy, which has worked with MCS for years to administer flu shots, provided the staff and vaccine. At its monthly board meeting, the Cumberland Community Improvement District approved a $674,000 expenditure to begin developing access ramps for the I-75 and I-285 interchange. When completed, the ramps will connect I-75 with planned express lanes on the perimeter. As the MDJ reported last week, the Georgia Department of Transportation will begin construction on those lanes in 2026 with a target completion date of 2032. The new lanes, which will be open for MARTA and CobbLink bus service, should reduce congestion on the top end of 285. Cumberland Community Improvement District board members believe the lanes will be an asset to the local economy. The push to create a city in East Cobb has returned. A previous attempt fizzled in late 2019, beset by allegations that its proponents were secretive and disorganized, but they vowed to return. The proposed city would have between 50,000 and 60,000 residents, making it half as populous as the one proposed in 2019. And it would not have its own police or fire departments. Borrowing language from the recently proposed city of Lost Mountain in West Cobb, backers of the city of East Cobb are referring to it in promotional material as a, quote, city light that would handle zoning, code enforcement, and parks, nothing more. It's one of four cityhood movements percolating in Cobb County. Each proposal would ultimately be decided by the people living within the proposed city's boundaries in a referendum. Those people would only be asked to vote on the proposed cities if lawmakers approve the bills and the governor signs them.
Adventure Outdoors, right here in Cobb County, is not only the largest gun store in America, with over 18,000 guns in stock every day, nor is it just the home to one of the largest shooting ranges in Georgia, the Remington Range, with range memberships starting at just $25 a month. Adventure Outdoors also offers a wide variety of gun safety and firearms training courses. Whether you're considering buying your first gun or looking to expand your knowledge and improve your skills, Adventure Outdoors has the training and safety courses you need. From first-time gun owner courses to marksmanship training and everything in between, Adventure Outdoors even offers personalized one-on-one instruction. Visit Adventure Outdoors on South Cobb Drive in Smyrna or online at adventureoutdoors.us.
Credit Union of Georgia has the chance for you to win big while helping local charities. Between now and March 31st, you can be a part of the raffle happening online at cuofga.org. You can win great prizes and help local charities at the same time. Only 500 raffle tickets will be sold, so get yours from Credit Union of Georgia today. Find them online at cuofga.org. That's cuofga.org. Win great prizes and help local charities with Credit Union of Georgia.
Drivers in Marietta may notice some new trees, shrubs, and flowers planted along Whitlock Avenue and at Sawyer and Allgood Roads. The City of Marietta is installing landscaping improvements at both locations, continuing its gateway beautification projects. Those projects are funded through sales tax dollars. The work will not require any lane closures and is estimated to take about a week. Marietta High School students and their parents will soon have an opportunity to receive the COVID-19 vaccine. In light of Governor Brian Kemp's expansion of vaccine eligibility, the school district is partnering with Poole's Pharmacy to conduct vaccinations on April 16th. The event will be open to students ages 16 and up, as well as up to two of their parents or legal guardians. The district will be administering the Pfizer vaccine, which currently is the only vaccine approved for children ages 16 and up. Second doses will be administered on May 7th. Prior to the vaccination event, Marietta City Schools will host a virtual town hall on April 12th to address questions and concerns about vaccine safety. A 37-year-old man was shot and killed in a car at an Austell area racetrack on Saturday. Brian Lamar Sclafford Clemens was found in his car suffering from a gunshot wound and was taken to a local hospital where he died from his injuries. An 8-year-old child in the back seat was not shot but was treated for minor injuries from debris. The incident occurred at the racetrack on Austell Road at Elmwood Drive on Saturday afternoon. The shooting remains under investigation. Anyone with information is asked to contact police. When you have experienced the loss of a loved one, you can trust Carmichael Funeral Home to guide you through the arrangements necessary to create a meaningful ceremony that celebrates the unique life being honored. At Carmichael Funeral Homes in Smyrna and Marietta, our staff is committed to providing your family with the highest quality care and service in your time of need. In addition, we take pride in our responsibility to lighten your burden as you take the first steps toward healing. No matter what your choice, we believe in lives lived well. Please contact us with any questions regarding your pre-arrangement requests. At Carmichael Funeral Homes in Smyrna and Marietta, individual attention, providing support to the community, healing lives and grieving hearts, and celebrating lives well lived are our privilege to help. Contact us today or visit us online at carmichaelfuneralhomes.com. Celebrating memories you'll always cherish. Carmichael Funeral Homes.
I'm Glenn Drake, owner of Drake Realty and a local realtor for over 28 years in Cobb County. Cobb has always been a special place to me. I've lived here, raised children here, and built a business here. Right now, many of you have a dream to buy or sell or use real estate as a means of investing. Call the team that knows the lay of the land, Drake Realty, turning dreams into reality since 1991. Visit us online at drakerealty.com.
Thank you for listening to the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group. Please like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.